You're listening to the Carol Cox Show on 1080 AM K108.
Take the ribbon from my hair, shake it loose and let it fall, playing soft against your skin like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side.
Good morning and welcome to the Carol Cox Show, and thank all of you for tuning in. And happy Mother's Day to especially, I've called my mother and wished her happy Mother's Day, and to all my friends, the same goes out to you, happy Mother's Day. And that song was for a friend of ours, Celeste Volks. Anyway, I'm just happy to be back today, and there's been... I'm really excited. I woke up this morning and, as usual, reading the Advertiser newspaper, and saw my name emblazoned there, Carol Cox, in the editorials or in the, what do we call it, letters to the editor. And I'd already sent a letter to the gentleman who, or lady gentleman, I don't know if it's... who had written bad, and I was kind of pleasantly surprised that that this person bothered to go and have a letter printed. But anyway, if you're not talking about what it is that I'm talking about, then I'm not hitting the spot. So guess what? Keep those letters coming, because that means you're listening, and I'm either hitting you right or wrong. But just remember, it's always the facts, and mine is not politically motivated. And so what we have here is a good little thing going on. We talked about International Transformation Network, and I don't want to just ride a subject to the point where it collapses on us, but this one deserves, and I'm not going to talk in full length. I have Bruce Wilson, who's been with me in the past two shows, and what has happened... There is a couple stories that came out, and the KITV 4 News did one on TV, and the Star Bulletin did one, and the Advertiser did one. And funny thing about this whole picture, you go to these sources, these news sources, and you give them a story, and you walk away, and you think, well, you can't screw that up. You can't give a slant to yellow journalism. You can't. This one's here stares you in the face. It's factual. And that is, I write a letter to the Ethics Commission, and I have officially changed the name of the Ethics Commission to the E-Commission, meaning everything goes over there. I'm going to post a video on my website, and also I'll be showing the video. You'll see how difficult it is to file a complaint with the Ethics or the E-Commission. You won't believe it. And the advertiser failed to mention that, in fact, Duke Iona, Lieutenant / Pastor Duke Iona, went to Argentina along with Norman Sakamoto and City Councilman Gary Aquino. And they failed to mention that my complaint also speaks specifically that Lieutenant / Pastor Iona, apostle, whatever we call it, went there, took his wife, and instead of $3,600 that he reported, it was $7,200. And also there's a major developer, land developer on Maui, Emerald building or what have you, it's a condominium facility, provided money. Sakamoto reported he got his from United in Prayer, as well as did Pastor, Apostle, Lieutenant Governor Duke Iona, got his from United in Prayer, and Lon Briggs and some others. But it was all to go to Argentina, and so the cute thing about this was that someone wrote this letter to the editor and saying that it doesn't muddy the waters. Well, I don't intend to muddy any waters. I just simply want to say that the Ethics Commission had received this report from Mr. Iona, and they should have, the red flags and everything, sirens should have gone off, and it should have been taken care of a long time ago. Because the city, the state, did not benefit. This was an individual spiritual uplifting experience for Pastor, Lieutenant Governor, Apostle Iona, and Norman Sakamoto and Gary Aquino. There's absolutely nothing that would have benefited the public, the people of the state, and that's the threshold. So what we're going to do right quick is I'm going to play a... this is pre-recorded, and I have Bruce Wilson, and it's going to run for about 17 minutes, but just listen in. We're going to talk about how the media handled this. And so we'll tune in. And also there's an audio promotion that Lieutenant Governor / Pastor / Apostle Iona is recruiting people in a promotion video for the International Transformation Network, one that he claimed in the articles that he really didn't have anything to do with and wasn't a member, but he's recruiting people and all. So you listen for yourself.
One thing I noticed is that it seems to conflate the issue of the ethics complaint, the complaint that you filed, as you've told me that there's a $200 limit in terms of what politicians in Hawaii can, or at least at the level of Sakamoto and Iona, can accept. Okay, so, and we know that in Iona's case, he lists receiving, including his wife, who went with him on the trip, he lists receiving over $7,000. That's quite a big difference, $200 and over $7,000. So he got a lot of money for that trip, and it doesn't seem to have been anything but a personal trip. He's going to a religious conference, and it doesn't matter. It could be, well, he could be going to a Catholic conference or a Hare Krishna conference. It doesn't really matter. The religion element is irrelevant. He's going on a personal trip. That's the bottom line.
But they also don't tell that this was filed. I obtained this information from the Ethics Commission,
itself off of their website. So you would think these issues would have been raised a long time ago.
Sure.
And it has no benefit to the state at all. In fact, he has argued that it was a personal trip in response to my complaint. He's telling the media this was a personal, spiritual, uplifting trip on his part. Well, if that being the case, then where was the government role or the part that the government would benefit?
It sounds like he's dug a hole for himself. And to let your listeners know, this is not just about Iona. It's about Norman Sakamoto, who Sakamoto listed receiving over $1,000 for the trip he took, I believe, in 2007. But his gift disclosure form was for 2007. But we don't know how much. What did he receive? $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. We just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very odd at that level. What Daryl Huff wrote in the, I believe it was May 4th, KRTV story that accompanied his TV segment on KRTV was that harsh criticism of Iona's religious activities associating him with various groups and beliefs can be found on a number of websites. They use the videos, but some of them inaccurately put quotes, misquotes, and collapsed dates to paint an even more negative picture. Okay, that's the end of the quote. So what's truly bizarre about this is that Daryl Huff is alleging that people are misquoting and inaccurately quoting and collapsing dates, but he doesn't cite any of the information. So he is attacking an anonymous undefined. It's basically an elaborate allegation that he doesn't support.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, why does he have to do this? And my answer to that is, well, because he's not engaging with the actual facts. So that there are, of which there are many, there are large amounts of just actual video footage of Duke Iona at International Transformation Network and Transformation Hawaii events. But I add that in Daryl Huff's TV segment, he played, some of the footage he played came from footage I prepared, and I used a picture of Ed Silvoso's book. Now, for your listeners, Ed Silvoso is the International Transformation Network CEO, and the ITN has ongoing efforts in Argentina, in Uganda, in Hawaii, and other places around the world. And so Ed Silvoso came out with a book in 2007, and the name of it is Transformation, Change the Marketplace and You Change the World. And what Silvoso means by marketplace is everything outside the church. In other words, government, schools, media, everything, every sphere, major societal sphere outside the church. So anyway, in this book on page 31, Silvoso has a subchapter entitled Lieutenant Governor Welcomes Jesus into Paradise. And he writes that, Silvoso says that Hawaii scored a number of negative firsts. The first abortion clinic opened in Honolulu in the 70s. The first homosexual marriage initiative was introduced there. A strong liberal lobby in Hawaii is relentlessly pushing for the islands to be at least the second state to approve assisted suicide legislation. And he blames, that's the end of the quote, and he blames Hawaii's liberal tendencies in part on unions, labor unions. So, but then he writes, things began to change on December 8th, 2004, when Lieutenant Governor James Duke Iona led 6,000 believers in a corporate invocation inviting Jesus publicly and officially to come into the state to make it God's Hawaii. Okay, so that's the end of the quote. And so those words, publicly and officially, that's exactly what Iona said he did not do at that event.
Mm-hmm.
He claims he was doing personally, as a personal appearance and expression of his religious views, but Ed Silvoso says differently. Silvoso makes it very clear that Iona was appearing in his capacity as lieutenant governor. And that actually corresponds with how Transformation Hawaii presented the appearance. He presented the appearance. Transformation Hawaii held over the course of the next year or so after that December 8th, 2004, public dedication of Hawaii schools to Jesus, or at least their interpretation of Jesus. Transformation Hawaii held events that I think every public school and every private school in Hawaii, and at every event, evangelical church members would gather in groups, and at every event they pray to consecrate the school, and they would play a videotape recording of Lieutenant Governor Iona, dedicating Hawaii to Jesus, and they made it very clear in their descriptions of these prayer events that they saw him as the Lieutenant Governor dedicating Hawaii to Jesus.
And not,
there wasn't any ambiguity.
And not Duke Iona in a private capacity, but the Lieutenant Governor, correct?
Yes, exactly.
Now, Iona in these articles claimed that he really is just on the periphery and really not involved. These videos that we have posted, that you have posted on your website tonight, what's the original source of these videos?
All of the videos, all the video footage was produced by Transformation Hawaii and Itzelboso's International Transformation Network.
Okay.
It's their footage from their conferences and their promotional videos, ads, but also they made about a 24-minute documentary video about the so-called transformation of Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And in that video, they state very plainly that Itzelboso's materials, one of his books, was the primary material for people in Transformation Hawaii to study. It's
mm-hmm.
all about Itzelboso's ideas.
Right. So the claims and the representations that are being made by Iona is incorrect, and in these articles, or at TITV, for example, he says that this is political.
If Duke Iona wanted to take factual issue with anything I've written, I would be happy to correct any facts.
Yeah.
He hasn't done that.
Right. But there is a video that you've provided that has Iona telling us how great this movement is and that it's good to be a part of it, or could you tell us, what is the exact wording?
Basically, Iona appeared in a promotional ad for Transformation Hawaii. They made an ad to advertise an upcoming conference, which I believe was in May 2005.
On May 20th and 21st, people of Hawaii, I invite all of you to come to the Neil Blaisdell Center to experience God's movement here in Hawaii. Transformation Hawaii is truly an experience that you'll never forget. The movement is happening, the movement is going, and we all need to be a part of it.
This was the first major conference for the International Transformation Network in Hawaii. And at the conference, literally Ed Silvoso commissioned a couple thousand people present to be ministers in the marketplace. And what that means is that they're basically intent on bringing their version of Christianity into every sphere of life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that you can really object to constitutionally, but their intent is for complete Christian dominance of every sphere of society. So that's the intent of it. And Mufi Hahnemann was there, Duke Iona was there, Norman Sakamoto was there,
mm-hmm.
Gary Okino was there too.
He claims that he was not part of that organization. And that video clearly shows that he is not only part of it, he is soliciting others to be part of it.
I don't think that we're going to find any official document that lists Duke Iona as part of Transformation Hawaii or the International Transformation Network. He's listed as an honorary chairman for that 2005 conference that was written about at the time, I think by David Shapiro, a journalist who is with the Honolulu Advertiser, I'm not quite.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so David Shapiro wrote about that, and then I've got an actual program from a 2008 three-day conference that the ITN, the International Transformation Network, held in Hawaii. And once again, Iona was listed as the honorary chairman for that event, and he was up on stage at the opening ceremony with Mufi Hahnemann. You know, and public officials, it's their responsibility to be on top of how, if they make if they're filmed, for example, it's not their responsibility to make sure that that footage is not misrepresented.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd have to infer that the Duke Iona approved of how Transformation Hawaii was cutting the footage, putting beneath him, making this endorsement,
right,
a big bar with the title Lieutenant Governor Duke Iona.
Right.
So he did not, either he was grossly negligent or he approved of how that was presented.
Now, let's look at the Star Bulletin. Lieutenant Governor denies desire for state faith. Just the title itself tells you it's conflicting with what the facts are and what out of Iona's own mouth on video. You know. Clearly, these are his words, and clearly it is Iona who's doing the speaking.
In this case, as we're making very clear, this concerns both Republicans and Democrats. So if it's political, it's a sort of politics that cross-cuts party affiliation. It's not, it would seem, about party affiliation.
Mm-hmm.
It's about something else. And if it's political, it's about separation of church and state, and also the fact that Iona is promoting and endorsing a specific type of Christianity that's it's not representative at all. I would call it radical.
Mm-hmm.
To give readers a sense, in 2008, I've posted this footage. Duke Iona gave an endorsement, a prayer actually, for Hepule Kakou, which is a prayer initiative that Transformation Hawaii is doing. They've done it for a couple of years. And in 2009, on the Hepule Kakou, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, on their website, they literally claimed that during the 2009 prayer events, people were raised from the dead, and there were miracle healings of incurable diseases, and church dinner, a church held Thanksgiving dinner event. People experienced miraculous multiplication of church dinners. They weren't enough dinners for the crowd, so the dinners miraculously multiplied. So these are fairly strong claims.
Mm-hmm.
This is not normative within Christianity, but beyond that, it's a tendency that denies that mainstream Christians, mainstream Protestants, and also traditional Catholics are not really Christian at all. It's that they're not true Christians. They're nominal Christians. They have to be born again, and in this view, to be
mm-hmm.
Born again and charismatic, to be real Christians.
Is there anything else regarding these articles that you wanted to point out or bring to the public's attention?
As a general criticism, none of them seem to engage with the actual facts that are publicly available.
Mm-hmm.
That's my first observation. And my second is that they predominantly quote Transformation Hawaii and International Transformation Network people. Whereas, it's acknowledged in the article that they're the people at the center of the controversy who are supposedly subject to these various accusations, especially the tie to the anti-homosexuality bill in Uganda. So who are the accusers, and what's that case?
Right.
Do they have any factual merit? Well, readers don't know, because these articles never go into that.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that the Star Bulletin and KITV is really not serving the citizens and voters of Hawaii very well, because they're not discussing any of the actual facts.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, there are all these videos you've discussed, and they're not created. They're actually conference footage and promotional footage by the movement in question. So journalists who've written these, there was one article in the Star Bulletin, an editorial that ran, it was on the 7th, and then the Susan Nassoyan piece in the Star Bulletin, and then the KITV article and segment by Daryl Huff, and none of them really engage in the facts of the matter. They simply quote Transformation Hawaii and International Transformation Network people, acknowledge them as such, the members of those entities. The articles just quote them and they state, well, Francis Otis said this, Gary Aquino said this,
mm-hmm.
and they never investigate the factual veracities of those statements, when in fact some of them are demonstrably false. For example, Francis Otis states that I'm going to give the exact quote. This is the editorial, the Star Bulletin. So, in that, Oda states, we don't get involved with their internal politics. He says, talking about countries the ITN is working in, he presents it as an anti-poverty initiative, and regardless of whatever it does, the fact of the matter is that the Uganda State House, the Uganda State House website itself states that in March 2007, ITN representatives, they were visiting the country, they were treated with an official state dinner thrown by Yoweri and Jan Museveni. Yoweri is the president, Jan is his first lady. So these, Silvoso was there, and also Graham Power, who's one of the top ITN people, South African. So ITN representatives were being treated like visiting dignitaries. If that's not involvement in politics, I don't know what is. And I could go on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But for Francis Oda to say that is frankly absurd.
When you hand people truth and they steer away from that to write an article to ask the person being accused, how do you feel? As a journalist, don't ask me how I feel if you're trying to build a story on the facts.
Exactly. This isn't a therapy session for Duke Iona. He's a grown man.
Yeah, and they gave him a 20-some minute video there, and I'm thinking the original crux of this approach going to the news were to say that look at what they have produced in form of video. You can get an insight, and you can see not just merely allegations. You can see Iona there, and there's not one iota of benefit to the public other than Iona's personal, spiritual growth, I guess you can call it.
Yeah, and to add something to that, I would ask, well, where's Norman Sakamoto? In other words, the coverage seemed to put forefront, it seemed to frame the story as an attack on Iona. But the ethics complaints you filed, well, one was concerned Iona, and one concerned Norman Sakamoto.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't do much with Sakamoto, so there was a... The coverage was strange right there.
Yes.
And also, it's something I was thinking about. There's the coverage from the video footage that I've posted. Well, at the 2008 conference in Argentina, Iona wasn't there, but all the top Transformation Hawaii people were. Francis Oda, Calchin, and Alan Cardenas. And some of the footage of that conference includes a session where Ellen Kagina, who's the tax commissioner for Uganda, she is blessed and prayed over by Ed Silvoso and also Francis Oda and Cindy Jacobs. Now, at another conference, an evening conference at the evening session, at the event, Cindy Jacobs holds a mass exorcism where she casts out homosexual spirits, spirits of bisexuality, spirits of lust and perversion, spirits of addiction, and so on. But and she's doing this, she's casting out these demons out of a crowd of hundreds. It's a mass exorcism. So what does Francis Oda have to say to that? He seems to have been there.
Oh, yeah. He's there on numerous occasions, and the paper flocked to him and said, what do you have to say, Francis? And just simply, I'm a little perplexed as when so much was available to the media, they've just glanced over it.
Well, I think that this issue is not going to go away because Hawaii media that has covered the issue so far has failed so utterly that I'm not sure I would feel comfortable calling this existing efforts journalism, because I don't think it is. Journalism involves a modicum of effort to cover not just two sides, but usually they're multifaceted sides of the story. And the journalism from the Star Bulletin and KITV really functions more as I would say, a cheerleading section for Transformation Hawaii and the ITN, and also an effort to deflect further investigation into the issue.
Mm-hmm. Bruce, again, I want to thank you for joining me. And
thanks very much for
having me. All righty. Aloha.
Okay, back on live here. If you listen to that, now normally I wouldn't really care what is said because I believe that an open discussion is an open discussion and it's fair. But journalism is the who, what, when, and where, and why, and how, not how do you feel about that. If that was the case, then we would call it the evening show of entertainment tonight or whatever. But one of the things, and what prompted me to respond in this fashion, is that in the KITV report, it says, harsh criticism of Iona's religious activities associating him with various groups and beliefs can be found on a number of websites. Now, not saying my website, but you see, my name is the only one associated with this article, Carol Cox. And so then it goes on, they use the videos, but some of them are inaccurately put quotes, misquotes, and collapse dates to paint an even more negative picture. Well, as Bruce pointed out, the article didn't, or the news story didn't say, well, look at this particular video, it is not accurate and is a misquote and what have you. It didn't task itself with that, but it served you, the listeners and the viewers, to accept this. And I've called the station and just simply expressed my concerns because you can't associate my name with this nonsense. And also, my pledge to you, the listeners, that we got enough nonsense flying around in the air and in the papers and whatever. For my goal and my purpose and my commitment to you is to be factual, to bring you newness, to bring you information that you can go away and make your own decisions, not to sit and ask a politician how he feels when he's had gotten caught with his hand in the cookie jar or misbehaving. I don't care how he feels about that then. What I would be asking him is, do you think you can endure the jail sentence that you're going to get, or when do you intend to step down? These allegations are serious. So it was that kind of, but it took its own legs and walked away, and then it gave him, Iona, said that he doesn't believe the attacks will harm him. The intent is not to harm him. The intent of my complaint was simply to say the Ethics Commission has allowed the Lieutenant Governor to file a report, and Norman Sakamoto. Sakamoto is Democrat. Iona is Republican. So where do we come from with this nonsense about it? It's political. You see, this is a lame excuse, and this is what they got you and I to follow, this nonsense that they spew. And so my goal is to say, let's cut to the chase. Just simply get it out of the way. Lieutenant Governor Iona, you're wrong. And you can send all of your minions or your followers, and the facts are still going to be there. They're written in stone, if you know what I mean. I think there was Moses who wrote them in stone. Then these facts are in stone. You took trips. You attended, and you say you're not a part of the organization, but you're recruiting for people. So if you're not part of it and don't share the values, why would you on earth be out soliciting membership to this organization? Would that mean the blind leaving the blind, or you're taking the sheep to slaughter? You have a responsibility. But let's move this to where it really plays, and why should we be concerned, you as a listener and you as a reader and as a taxpayer? You see, under the Lieutenant Governor's office comes the Information Practices Act. He oversees that in the Secretary of State. Now, we had a bill, Senate Bill 1212, or House Bill 1212, regarding the vexatious requested bill. Where was Mr. Iona on that? I personally, some while back, went to his office and filed a request. To date, I've not even received an acknowledgement that he received anything. So while he's out recruiting for the International Transformation Network, we have business here. And we see him in the paper talking about furloughs. Look at all of the issues. We had furloughs. We have schools that are just falling apart. Where's he at on those issues? But instead, he's delivering these schools and our city and our people to God, to Jesus. And he's going to make this declare it's a Christian state. Well, what about the Buddhists? How can he fairly, with a good conscience, represent others? And that's what this is about, Lieutenant Governor Iona, and those of you that follow him blindly and writing me emails or editorials, bad, Mr. Cox. I think what you did was make us want him more. Well, if that's what you want more of, then I won't take issue with you. But keep him out of our government. Keep him out of our legislative process. You can have him. We're not gonna pull and tug with you. But we want a clean government, because one day you might find that Christians need the same protection, because the pendulum swings every so many years. So we shouldn't live in a society where we have pendulum swinging and the mood changes and what have you, and then today you're on top and tomorrow your interest is on the bottom. This is a democracy, and Lieutenant Governor Duke Iona should be enhancing that, not preaching to bring in apostolics and people that sit around and talk about raising people from the dead and all of that. No problem. I don't take issue with that, but keep it out of our state capitals. Keep it out of our city halls. Do what you want to do in your personal life. I mean, if that's what you do in your personal life, man, I'm here to help you. And if you need help or someone is trouncing on those rights, please call me. Let me be the first you call, because I'm with you. But I can't stand and watch this, you weathering away our rights, and then turn around and quote, here's a quote, I will call it what it is. It is more than a misrepresentation. It's false and it's deceitful. And it's not a representation of my individual faith. And it's not a representation of how I've conducted myself in public office, Iona said. So, I submit that if you do these things, do them with a balance. It's up to you to do it the right way, and it's up to us, and especially myself. I've tasked myself. But if you don't do it the right way, then I will go out and look to see that you do, because I have a very clear memory of people being abused and their rights being taken away from them. I know that firsthand. Not on my watch, Lieutenant Governor, and all of your minions that want to write letters to the editors, get your ink out, because you're going to have to write a lot more. We cannot tolerate bigotry in any fashion. If you don't like Christians, then you need to leave. And Christians don't like the Buddhists, and you're going into state government and federal government offices and city government office and elevating yourself so that you can influence your preaching, I'm sorry, we won't tolerate that. But anyway, I'm going to take a break here right quick and play another song, just because it's Mother's Day, and I want to strike a balance here. There's greater things than issues about what we believe in religion. So go ahead.
Change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. And I say, brother, help me, please.
Okay, again, happy Mother's Day, and that was Sam Cooke. It's a change is going to come, and I do believe that, but it just doesn't come because we sit on a rock and wait. We all have to get in and participate, and freedom is something that we can't see, but we should know what it feels like when it's taken away from us. That's a strange thing, you know, when someone asks you, what is freedom? I really don't know. I can't describe it. But take it away from them, and then you'll see it's something that you'll miss, but you can't describe it. Isn't that funny? So we're on our path, on the pathway to failure if we tolerate any kind of behavior such as this. And I'm on the website, again, carolcox.com. That's CarolCox. Carol at carolcox.com is the email, or you can send a question to cc@carolcox.com. I try to make it shorter for you now, so don't hesitate to call me, and if you, I'm receptive to emails that either praise me or scold me, because if you don't have both coming at you, then you don't know where you need to check in balances, and personally, so... We have some strange goings on, and to quote Linda Lingle, Governor Linda Lingle, that this is one of the, paraphrasing, one of the worst legislative processes a year we've ever had. And I didn't know how to take that because she too is part of the process. So I was applauding her for being honest, bloody honest, because while saying that, being critical of some, she was also including herself. And that's a good start. We know now that there is someone looking. They know good and bad. So it's just they need to gather around and be more good than bad. So this is, I'm going to have a video I'm putting together so that, and again, in response to Mr. Iona's questions and statements that these are things that are just being made up. And you'll see for yourself. I've never seen a man so happy. And you know that beautiful smile that he has. And again now, we're not just going to talk about Lieutenant Governor Duke Iona. There's Norman Sakamoto and Gary Okino. And he's also quoted in the Star Bulletin article. And I'm telling you, man, I was thinking maybe I better run over there and get the straitjacket for him right now. I'd pay for it because, I mean, the man talks so much that he leaves himself. It's as Okino said that ITN's reference to transforming the state refers to Hawaii's people, not its government. Well, then why are you holding lunches and prayer sessions in government then if it's a people? But their leader, Ed Silvoso, say the government, the people is the church. It's not a building. As you always hear, he goes on to say we're supporting Uganda's efforts to criminalize homosexuality. And absolutely not, Okino said. We didn't even know about this. They're trying to get back at us because of our opposition to the civil unions bill. They're trying to discredit us. Well, I got to be honest with you. I don't know to date how Okino voted on the civil union bill. I don't know how any of them voted. It wasn't really a concern. My concern was the ethics of it. And you know that Gary Okino, you see, I don't know if he got the money to go down there, but Sakamoto was given a donation, as he reported, over $1,000, but he don't be specific. And Lieutenant Governor Dukayona reports, the newspaper says that it's $3,600, but it was his wife also, the one said it would have been two times the amount, $7,200, but for some reason the papers wish to protect her. But nonetheless, she received it like him, and you can find this information on my website at carolcox.com, or you can go to the Ethics Commission and look on the gifts, declaration of gifts, and you'll find it right there officially on the official state site. How did it get past them? Don't know. But anyway, this is Okino jumping around. We believe we're the true faith, so we want everybody to become Christians, Okino said. When we say we're trying to transform the state, quote, state to us is a place. The place is which we live, in which we live. State does not mean government. We would be against trying to convert the government to be a Christian government. And there it is for yourself. And this is the same man who writes an eloquent spew. I call it sputin'. And talking about some gentleman raised 8 people from the dead. And so this is keep it in its proper context. This is about ethics. This is about separation of church and state. This isn't about maiming a political entity or taking sides to a political party. And so we must make sure that at all costs, when you get people like this, we have to remind them, you work for us. The government is for all people, whether you're from Vietnam or you're African American or you're Chinese, wherever you're from, this is our government collectively. And we can't have individuals sneaking and slithering their way into government and then claiming that we are attacking them when we call them on it. And that's nonsense. And then the media should be more attentive to this and sending out. And when you go to someone, don't divert the attention and claim that someone's manipulating videos. That, to me, take away 52 years of my credibility in my life. Ed, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. Quick question. When the Lieutenant Governor was elected, he and his family, including his children, afforded personal bodyguards. I don't know if he still has bodyguards. Were bodyguards involved in this trip? That's a question I have.
Good question, Ed. I also, in looking at the videos, you'll always see wherever he is, there's a bodyguard there.
Yeah, I was wondering if bodyguards were involved, the state had to pay for it.
Yeah, and you know, I'm going to be asking that, and I was hoping that the papers would ask that, but instead they were asking him how does he feel about these personal attacks and people manipulating video. So I don't know, but, you know, I've always... But I will be...
That's the question I have.
Okay, well, thank you. Good question. And also, I've asked a number of questions. I've sent each of them a list of questions. What are the videos and what have you, and what's their closeness to this whole effort? I have not received anything. I've asked them all to denounce their affiliations with the ITN, International Transformation Network. I've not heard from Mufi Hanneman. I've not heard from Dukayona. I've not heard from Sakamoto or Gary Okino. And I'm still awaiting. Not that if you ignore me, I'm not going to seek the answers. Tina Quizon is going to come on in the next hour with...
Good morning, Carol.
Yeah.
I just wanted to remind everybody that you helped us put together a show, and Jennifer Kishimura was on your show the other week, the one you filled in for me when I was in Seoul, Korea. So next Saturday on Channel 49 at 4:30 for my TV show, Pathways to Paradise, we're going to be talking more about Jennifer's story, how she went from being inspired to fired by the Oahu Society for the Prevention of Cruelty of Animals. which she was a co-founder. And so I just wanted to remind everybody, Carol.
Okay, and welcome back. Anyway, this is the Carol Cox Show. Go to carolcox.com and keep up the good work. And there's an interesting comment on the blog there from a gentleman regarding creationism. And I'll let you go and look at it. But carolcox.com, thank you, and see you next week. And keep those letters to the editors coming. Love it. Aloha.
Darling, you send me. Take you home.
And tune in again next time for the Carol Cox Show on K108.